Hello.
Hello. Trying to figure out how to turn my screen on. Oh, there it is.
There you are. So what's new?
What's new? Well, I think since last I saw you, I've severely sprained a shoulder because I tripped over a lifted piece of sidewalk and fell and landed on it. So one more thing to tell the city they need to do, I guess, is fix the sidewalk. Yeah, it's going to be 90 today again.
So where are you located?
San Diego.
Oh, okay.
So it's 11 o'clock here. Fall means that my guavas are falling. they've been raining down. And since things got canceled this year, didn't make jam because nothing to do with it. And I already have stuff from last year that was supposed to go to a bazaar in June. So took some down to a lady who runs a cidery, like a brewery, but she makes cider.
Uh-huh.
So gave her a bunch. She says she actually needs more than that. So I have another bucket to take her today. Hopefully she was able to like freeze what I gave her before. She's going to try to make guava flavored cider. And, she's having a lot of trouble because can't have, you know, people inside or couldn't. And there's only so much takeout you can do when you don't do any bottling. So, although you can bring your own like pint bottle or whatever, and she'll fill it for you to take out. Anyway, where is everybody?
No, it's a little early.
Yeah.
Yeah, Allison is usually early too.
Well, yesterday I was on a Zoom meeting and they were having problems because I guess Zoom did an update and it changed the way things were being done. They set it up sort of like a webinar type of thing because there were like over 100 people that were supposed to be there. So they can't do, you know, a Zoom thing. Only the panel did Zoom. But they kept on going to speaker view, and then the lady that was there doing the sign language translations couldn't be seen by the people who needed to, so that was a problem. And then the closed caption wasn't working. It was giving some really weird whatever, not translations, but transcriptions.
Right.
And so they turned that off, and they had this one guy trying to do it, but he wasn't used to doing it. So he said, "Speak very slow." People would, you know, start off slow and then speed up, and he'd slow down. So, anyway, it took about 3 hours for the meeting that's usually over in an hour.
Hummets. Yeah, pet
at me like, what are you doing?
Do you have a cat or a dog there?
Two dogs. One of them's sleeping. He's an old man. He likes his naps. The other one actually isn't all that much younger, but she's just very bouncy. I think she's anxious. Watching me, make sure I'm not going anywhere without her knowing about it.
So we still have 3 more minutes. We'll see what happens. Ah, here's somebody.
Okay, yay.
So, Judy, can you talk to us?
She's You're muted.
Here. Is that better?
Yeah.
Muted now.
Yeah. Okay. Allison, you're muted.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm like between
old ways to make videos. For like those virtual shows they want a video. And I cannot memorize a script and I always stumble and then I get confused.
I have a solution for you.
Wait, I have a solution too. If you bring up Zoom and you put the little, you know, just make it little, you can take your script out of Word and put it right over it, just enough so you can hit record and read your script.
I'm going to wait about 5 minutes, but I have a 2.5 minute video I finally finished over the weekend. And I used AI software that reads the text and generates an audio file.
Don't mind the noise they're putting on in the roof.
Oh, is that what that hammering is?
Yeah.
So did anybody do a show this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
No. Howard Allen's Las Olas was this weekend.
Looked like it went well.
Yeah, despite, did you see the newspaper article?
Yeah.
Yeah, the group of doctors, retired doctors, got together and tried to get them to pull a permit.
Well, I don't know if I would do a show in Florida right now since it seems to be rampant down there, but I'm glad they pulled it off. I hope nobody gets sick.
Well, we've been threatened with going back into Category 4. Things don't start decreasing again, so.
Oh, for COVID, okay.
Yeah. So that means like no businesses can be open practically except for takeout.
Well, has anybody heard anything negative from any of the shows, Howard's or Amy's up in Chicago, that anything negative about any of those shows other than maybe sales weren't great, but for some, but has the public been saying anything about those shows?
People seem to be excited on Facebook about their sales at Las Olas. And I did see one of the pictures, though, there were several people either not wearing masks or with their mask down below their nose. And my next in-person show will be May. So I'm hoping something happens between now and then.
It's going to have to probably happen in Florida. Right? Or Desert Southwest. That's the only two choices coming up.
No, May of 2021.
What I'm saying though is between now and May, the only hope you had said before that you weren't particularly keen about going to Florida, but yeah. Florida and the desert Southwest are the only two places shows are going to be now pretty much till April or May.
Yeah. And I did one test trip to Florida. The test was a success. I don't need to go back to Florida.
But nobody's heard anything positive or negative about the show that happened so far.
I've heard positive people sold well, which is nice.
Their shows, Alexandria. Yeah, their shows, Howard's shows are run really well for what's happening now. You know, that's...
What are they doing? What is Howard doing to make you say that?
Well, they're, besides the separation of the booths, they're also cordoning the show so that there's only one entrance. And they're limiting the number of people that come in. They're making sure everybody wears masks. They did Alexandria last month. And all the artists, praised Howard for the way the show was run. They used pictures they took at Alexandria to get the permit for the Las Olas show.
Did they continue to monitor people in there to make sure they weren't like pulling off their masks and stuff?
I think the artists are doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the people I saw not wearing masks, were not in booths. They were just walking along.
Well, we had sort of like a farmer's market type setup downtown, which included art booths and so on, and they were only allowing a certain number of people through the one entrance in, you know, small groups. But they noticed that people, after they came in and, you know, started walking around, would pull off their masks or start to congregate. And, you know, like I said, right now we're going back to category 4 if things don't slow
down.
When
they did that, were they asked to leave?
They were told to put it on, but they had no real authority to do anything about it at that time. So I don't know how effective that was.
I suspect that they do have the authority because they have a permit for a certain area and it's their rules if you want to enter it.
Well, they entered with masks. It's just that they took them off once they were in there.
Yeah, they needed a security guard walking around.
Yeah, I think that's what I said at the beginning. They're going to need to post a security guard, you know, in between every other booth.
Well, I was concerned about the shows putting onus so much on the artists, and I was curious about what's going on out there. I'm in Maryland, and all 18 shows have been canceled, obviously, but I know that in some places that shows are going on. And I came across a 3-minute video that one of the artists who went to the participated in the Alexandria Fair posted. I can put the link in the chat if anyone wants it.
Was that Evan Reinheimer?
Yeah,
he does good job. Yeah.
The only thing that bothered me is he didn't mention anything about sales. I did not see good news. I did not see people saying they sold well at Alexandria. They praised that it was on and that everything was done well, but nobody really said I did great.
That's why if there's a way that, I don't know how it happened, that because in Florida in particular, bars are open, restaurants are open, don't have to wear masks, and nobody talks about that. So art shows seem, when you look at the videos like that Evan did, it looks so much spaced out. It seems to be going so smoothly. What negativity could come from seeing shows actually done that would make permitters nervous about permitting the events? Because they seem to be running running so well. And there's no negativity that I've heard of. Sort of why I'm asking is there been an outbreak of COVID because of where an art show was held or anything of that nature? What would be the reasons people are upset about doing outdoor art shows, either artists or attendees or permittees, because they seem well done?
I think it's just people are, the promoters are afraid of having bad publicity. If, for instance, you know, there were a few people that had it, they don't want to be seen as the super spreader, the one event that a few people ended up with COVID who may have given it to others. So I think it's mostly just a liability and PR issue, but I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's a good thought. And especially after that little Rose Garden ceremony with Trump, that didn't help the super spreader concept.
Yeah, fortunately, there were no artists there.
Yeah, amen.
Florida, from what I've seen, has been very lax.
Except in their permitting, because, you know, things like Coconut Grove is already canceled. I believe Boca Raton is not even going to consider events till the start of the second quarter. And then you still have all these events in Florida that are promoting themselves like, oh, come on down. We have 120,000 people attending our event, which is not the greatest stat that are out there. And it's just, well, it seems such a mixed bag. Is there anything coming out of this that people see? Like the shows will go through? Because we're all paying jury fee money for an event. If it doesn't go through, some of them are giving it back, but a lot of them are not. And then if the show doesn't go through, will they give you your money back? Are they going to roll it over? Are they going to, you know, what happens to our monies when we do this? So it's a strange scenario down there in Florida.
Yeah. I got money back from every show that canceled except a couple I pushed forward.
So I did a show, sorry, I'm from Wisconsin. I know we were talking about this a little bit earlier. I did a show, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. It was in Baraboo, Wisconsin. It's a smaller town. It's the county seat. It's something they do every fall and every spring. I had my spring fees rolled over for fall because, of course, spring got canceled. Wasn't excited to do a October show in Wisconsin, but it ended up being really nice weather. There were a lot of people out. They changed the format a little bit. So instead of booths being side by side, they were at least 10 feet apart. So there was an every other booth kind of set up. And then they were also hoping that most people, especially if you had walls, would set up on the outside of your booth. I did some on the inside, some on the outside. I do a table on the inside, but there was enough space that people could be in, out, or around with plenty of space between every booth. They did probably, I think it was maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 blocks or something like that on two different streets. So probably 4 and 4 on each side of the street. So I think they said there were about 140-ish vendors. I work alone. I don't ever get a chance to get out. But people were excited and happy to be out, happy because it ended up being a good weather day. Sales for me were fine. I never have fabulous sales. I keep to pretty small shows. This was mostly a crafty show with a few artists thrown in. So, I mean, for me, it went fine. I was happy just to get out and set up a booth and see people. So masks were required. Each artist was to provide sanitizer at the booth. Plus, they had sanitizer set up in the middle of the streets on tables. They had signs up about social distancing, and we got signs from the promoter that we had to clip onto our booth that said 6 feet, you know, wear a mask, whatever. Again, 98%, I would say, were wearing masks. Occasionally I'd see one or two people without a mask, but it was, you know, per every 100 or 200 people. So, you know, and I don't know if they just refused to wear a mask, if they had a reason not to wear a mask, or if they just had it off briefly, you know, sipping their coffee or whatever. So it went really well, I think. I liked having the extra space for loading in and out and not being on top of each other. So that was great.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there should be shows like that all over the country.
Yeah, I think that the only downside to that is that if they end up with a lot less artists in the show, unless they can increase the footprint of the show, it means our chances of getting into shows start going down because there's fewer booths, same number of artists applying
More competition.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me. Does anybody take temperatures with the forehead thermometer at these shows?
God, I hope not.
Well, it's not a bad idea.
Shows did. I'm not sure, but I thought I saw Amy Emder's shows did. I'm not positive.
Yeah, well, you can go someplace anyway. They take your temperature, whether you know it or not. They just put something over your forehead, and that's how they know if you have it.
No, that's one of the symptoms that appears 2 weeks after you get it.
Yeah, you can be contagious long before you start running your temperature.
Right.
Well, but you can be carrying it, not know it, but it does help if you. Some people have it. Maybe they go, people will walk around with a slight temperature. I know I wouldn't, but other people do.
I saw an item on the news and the local news where a group had a craft show and the news media was there to photograph it. They looked like they were there over a period of time and it looked like there was very few customers. It was like nobody there except the artists. I don't know when they photographed. It could have been before it started, could have been after. I don't think so. I think it was during it, and that's the thing that scares me. I think people are not coming out.
But in a way, if that's a good thing that the news media comes out and documents that these things go smoothly and that social distancing is easy to maintain and most people are wearing masks, would that not be a good thing for shows going forward and permitting of events, that at least we will have the option to have events?
Well, yeah, it lets people know the events are going on.
Yeah. But it would give exposure to the events to the public and help encourage them to say, wow, looks okay, doesn't look bad.
As long as they're outdoors, I don't see how there could be a big problem. People are in the supermarkets near each other. They're walking around outside near each other. I mean, with masks, but it's outdoors.
Well, actually, a lot of times without masks, if you go into like a Lowe's or a Home Depot or something, there's people in there not wearing masks because it's not, unless it's required.
I'm surprised. In New York, you wouldn't get in anywhere without a mask.
It's chain-wide. Home Depot and Lowe's both have signs that you are required to wear a mask.
But they don't enforce it because I've been in.
They don't confront people.
Yeah. And that's why it would be awkward for artists, I think, wouldn't it? Would you guys feel comfortable approaching anybody with a mask off and say, well, you can't come in my booth if you're not wearing a mask?
My plan is if it goes forward and they still have the spacing between booths, is that my work's going on the outside.
Okay.
That was cute, that's for sure.
Was the audio okay?
Can you hear it?
It was burbly.
Right, a little bit, yeah.
Hey, Larry?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Probably everybody else in the world knows the answer to this, but I don't. How do I get video off of my phone and onto my computer? It always says the files are too big.
Connect your phone directly.
Directly to the computer? Okay.
Yeah, and then it opens like a hard drive.
Okay.
That's what and my then just drag the files over.
Thanks.
There came one part of the video where your voice was doubled. There was an echo behind it.
Yeah, then I turned the volume down.
Oh, okay. No, that was really cute. That was really good. And I liked how you kept putting your contact information after each style. That was good.
And each website.
Let everyone know. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. I like that a lot.
Now, I used AI software to create the voice.
Oh, really?
Wow. I was going to ask because it sounded a little digital. It didn't sound very human.
It sounded like it was in a, kind of an echo machine, too, sort of.
Yeah, verbally.
But okay,
Yeah, I've been having a terrible time trying to create the narration to line up with the pictures. It was much easier to create the narration digitally, drop it in, and then move the pictures around to line up with the narration. Anybody else?
It was good. You did a good job.
Was that your voice disguised as another voice? Wow.
No, it's a generated voice. The software I use is really interesting. They have different male voices, different female voices. They have different foreign language voices. Wow. I could have done that whole thing in Chinese or French.
My goodness. Wow. Well,
I have a question, and that Larry, is, were you, I was unclear about what your intention for the video was. Was it just to show the different styles? Was it to sell?
Well, yeah, with all the virtual shows going on, there have been a couple of meetings I've been in where people have created videos and posted them because you need it for your booth for a virtual show. And so I decided I wanted to work on something too. I'm no longer doing shows. So I set up my booth and did a still photograph of it. And then I created a story for each body of work in the booth.
Hey, Larry, what AI software or program was it or app?
It's called Speechalo. Speechalo.
Speech Hill.
it's a brand new company, and they're offering a really good rate for you to buy it now. If you wait, it's going to be a higher fee plus a monthly fee to use it. Right now, it was like $37. And that was it. I can use it forever.
That's good.
It's a cloud-based program.
My wife,
I copied and pasted the text into a text box, and it took under a minute for it to generate the files.
Is it? Did you do it in PowerPoint or something? The file for the show and then add the text? Or?
No, I used Premiere Elements.
Okay. A little higher.
And then I added a music track in the background that was very low.
I missed the whole presentation. I got in late, but is it going to be available or is it on your website where I could watch it?
It's on YouTube.
Okay.
So I have a question.
Sure.
So for example, take a painter and they create a video showing their work from beginning to end in fast motion. How does one do that?
Well, basically it should be done in parts. Each type of technique that you're doing in the painting should be a separate part. And you're doing the video. So what you do is you create the narration for each technique. And then it gives you back the files as an MP3 file. You just drop them into the narration line in the software and you can move it around to line up with whatever you're doing.
Okay, so there's no special app that I would download to?
Well, to create the video?
Yes.
Well, like I said, I used Premiere Elements. It cost about $59 or something.
Okay.
It's an Adobe app.
Okay.
And it was actually a lot easier to use than I thought it would be.
I've been using it well, and it's quite nice to use.
What?
I know it's noisy here. I've been using it as well, and it seems fairly easy to use in their elements.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll put a link in the chat if you want to see it on YouTube.
Oh, that'd be nice. Thank you.
And it'll probably be clearer on YouTube than it was going through my computer here.
You have a YouTube with your name?
I guess so. It had pictures of my mother-in-law and the dogs. I didn't even remember doing it.
Well, I find that there aren't really so many virtual shows. I am accepted in the Prairie virtual shows, three paintings, but I look for them. Like, say, I think somebody said Fort Myers, but they only have that for their own artist. And then
all shows should only have it for their own artist.
Well, aren't there virtual shows that anybody could enter? And
well, you have to get, I entered one that's, it's in Greenbelt, Maryland, and it's runs like a month long. But I got it in my email, and I thought this looks interesting, and checked with my gallery in Maryland that they didn't mind if I did the show in Maryland. And I figured, what the hell, it was $20.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. I would like to enter more virtual shows. I don't seem to see them. I guess I should look for virtual shows and pure virtual shows, not ones with the booth and then the artist has a virtual show, because there's very little, there's nothing here in New York. All the shows are canceled. So, I mean, outdoor shows, I don't see why they should be canceled, because they can stay apart. You're outside, people wear masks. I really don't understand why they should be canceled. As long as the rules are followed.
That's the point.
I mean, we don't have the weather either. I mean, yes, October.
No, but again, half the country is following the rules. Half the country isn't.
True.
My husband works for a county in Virginia, and we're in a fairly mask-averse area. And even though there's a mask mandate, a lot of the people at his job don't wear masks, and he finds it very frustrating. So I'm really, because I have asthma, I'm really concerned about even going out.
I have asthma also.
So I've encountered so many people who don't believe in wearing masks.
Well, it is hard to breathe with them after a while, but people pull them down for a minute under their nose and they put it back up again. That's what I noticed a lot.
They shouldn't be doing that.
Well, because you have asthma, it's not easy.
I posted a link to the video in the chat. So,
great, okay. Thank you.
William, how are you? Yeah, you're muted.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm going to have to be here for a short time, but at least I thought I'd jump in to see what you're
saying. So, okay. So does anybody else want to say something?
I had one question. I wanted to know I want to get some more information on how you set up a virtual show. Does anybody have one that they could share so I can see how it's done?
Eventny. That's eventeny.com.
I don't get anything from them.
Yeah, that's the one Fort Myers is using.
Okay.
I think you can see the Booth Central.
Yeah, Booth Central is another one.
I like that.
Gives me a clue on how to build one. I'm a visual learner. I got to see it.
Everybody seems to be different. They use different software. I did one where they just had you send a video and they just ran the videos in a long string.
Everybody's reinventing the wheel.
Mm-hmm. At least give me a point to start.
Thanks. Yeah, Eventny, I don't know about Booth Central, but I know Eventny, it lists all the shows and you can look at their virtual shows.
Thanks.
What's the name of that site?
Eventony. EVENTENY.
Sorry, I had to answer the phone. How do you spell that again? I'm sorry.
I put it up in chat. I put it up in the chat. There's the Booth Central and the Event Any. And they're both .com. So.
Yeah. But each show kind of chooses how they want to do the show. But even Booth Central might tell you some of the virtual shows going on. But I don't know if that means applications have already been received and accepted or rejected.
You know, I'm not hearing you clearly, Allison.
Yeah, it's kind of noisy here. Booth Central and Eventme might tell you shows that are going to be virtual that haven't closed applications yet. I don't know if that's a shot.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think Booth Central, you have to handle your own sales. Eventme handles the sales for you. It's a full service.
The Booth Central, I used it for a show out here, the Kings Mountain show, and it really had to be available online all the time. And it worked. People actually did connect. They would Zoom right to you and talk to you about something. And it sold for me. It's a different type of show. The people there really do support the show. I haven't used any other things other than Event Any. And I've had zero results so far, zero sales. I have no idea why, because it's easy for somebody just to go and push a buy now button with the Event Any. But nobody's bought anything with a buy now on the Event Any from me.
On Booth Central, do they have to go to your website?
You offered it, yes. You got a link to your website, and then there was a button for them if they wanted to chat with you.
Okay.
So you sat all day in front of your computer waiting for somebody to go, bing, and hey, there's somebody wants to chat. And it was a very rare thing. I remember it was a 3-day show, and I did sell, but it was like sitting in a booth all day with nobody showing up, and then one person walked in.
Yeah, and for Eventme, you create your own booths on their platform.
Right.
And any shows using Eventme, your booth becomes available, so you only have to do it once. You just need to update it when things sell.
Yeah.
What do they do, give you a blank booth?
No, you create your own page. Yeah, I posted
a little. Put your own pictures on? Is there a way to put your pic?
Oh, yeah. You can upload pictures, videos. You could have Zoom meetings with your customers.
It's just like a store. It's just like a store where people can go. They go to your store, and if you've got jewelry, you could have a photograph of every piece of your jewelry. Each one is an individual one with a price. And they charge taxes. They also figure out the shipping if you want them to, or you can say it's going to cost so much to ship. So with me, I do larger metal abstract sculptures. I make sure that the piece is, if it weighs 60 pounds, I make it weigh 75 pounds because I need to make sure that shipping is going to be covered across the state.
Wow.
The states. If it goes next door, that's one thing. If it goes to New York, it's another thing. And the Event Any actually handles all the shipping if you want them to, the charges. Or you can just say anything that you purchased is $10 shipping.
How heavy are your sculptures, Jeff?
If I can't lift it, I usually don't make it, but they're usually around 80 pounds max.
What are they made out of?
Steel. Like abstract.
Yeah. Steel or stainless? Both.
Regular mild steel, 90%. Yeah.
Yeah, I do metal sculpture too.
Yeah, the Booth Central had just had a link to your website where people could look at your stuff. And it had a Zoom button there where they could interact with you. And for the show, if you did sell something, you had to be the good guy and send in your commission, at least here in California. That's why a lot of the people bought from that one show, because they know that commission's going to help the fire department. So
I did Prose as a Booth Central. They didn't charge a commission. I did find the Zoom real useful because I was able to build a grouping for a person and basically share my screen and bring in pictures and show them next to each other so she could pick out what she wanted for grouping. That was the best sale I had.
Yeah.
And then second best was Central Pennsylvania, but they had just started and I think all they had was website. You know, a link to your website, and maybe I don't even think I did a video for it.
Can you see the customer face to face on these sites?
Through Zoom.
When they request Zoom, they hit a little button, and then the ding comes up, and you answer it, and they're right there. Now, Williamsburg, we had a Zoom session. Everybody picked an hour, and nobody joined mine the first day. So basically, I joined another artist Zoom. So we basically had a little artist text, and people came on mine when mine came up because nobody came on the Zoom.
Well, Zoom is something good for artists, but to get people on it, you know. Customers, that's something else.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it is good that they, I'm just learning about Booth Central and I will look into it. Now, I see that there are chats underneath. I'm not good with the computer, really. So when I go off, I could see those chats when this Zoom ends. Is that right?
Well, once I close the session, it disappears.
Oh, it does.
If you click on chat, the chat will open up on your screen next to the pictures of us. And down at the bottom, there are three dots, and that opens up the option to save the chat.
Oh, well, thank you for telling me that. I'm going to definitely do that because, yeah, I tried this before. Okay, so I'm going to click on it, and I'll look for the three dots. Well, nothing happened.
Did you, down at the bottom of the screen, there should be icons. One says participants, one says chat, one says share screen.
Well,
if you click the chat, it should open up to the right of the gallery.
Now, when there's stuff in the chat, I put that up on the same page where I put the audio from the Zoom session. So if you can follow the link, it's on my website. You can open it there.
Oh, I could go on your website. And your website is just Larry Berman?
No, Berman Graphics.
Berman Graphics. I'm writing that down. Thank you.
But it's bermangraphics.com/Zoom is the page where you can see all this stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's in the email that I sent.
You can also...
Oh, okay.
Right, that's what I was just going to say. Larry put it in the
email. Okay, thank you for sending the email. That's for sure. I was away for a couple of Mondays, but I appreciate getting the email, even just to remind me. Well,
how many shows offer this virtual opportunity? Do we know?
I've had 4 so far, and then I've got 2 coming up in the fall. Central Pennsylvania was the first one for me that did it. You know, that was in July, and everything was canceling, so we decided to do it virtual. And Roanoke did it, a poor job, I think, but they did it. And then Williamsburg Occasion for the Arts did one. and Posey. Now I've got Greenbelt Festival of the Lights, and then Central Pennsylvania is doing another one for the winter. Again, it's running from like Black Friday to just before Christmas, which hopefully will be good sales, I hope.
Yeah, didn't Howard Allen created a website where you could post your stuff for sale? Or it's a Facebook group or something. Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
I do. I put a couple things up there, but it didn't really.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing, there's no promotion.
Yeah.
What about Amber?
Second.
What about her?
No, does she have any, do they have anything on that virtual?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't either.
The virtual show, excuse me, that I went into, you know, you have to pay to be judged. And I think, and then you get, you know, either you're accepted or you're not. And just like a regular art show. But I know it's different for jewelry and other things.
As far as Amber, she started up her own software. So she's not using either the Eventony or the Booth Central. So her software is something that she and her organization created. You must be accepted into her art shows in order to get a place onto the virtual. Then as far as Fort Myers, they are using Eventony, and Eventony is open to anyone who also gets accepted to the art show. So that does away with the Zoom chats and whatnot. There is a commission, you know, that you are paying commission in many cases, to be on these virtual art shows. They're taking a cut. Additionally, someone asked, the director of the Fort Myers Art Show, if you did not get into if the show was canceled due to COVID, would they be, could you put your things on on the virtual? And they said no, they said that you would still pay for the show fee. Only the artists, but the way that you would show your artists through the virtual art show, even if the in-person art show was canceled.
Right.
So that was, that's a little bit of a risk for that. It's too much of a risk for me.
Well, it's all a risk. The question is, they're also gambling on the show taking place.
Absolutely.
They haven't canceled. Even though Coconut Grove canceled, which is, I think, right before them. You're muted, Marilyn. Marilyn, you're muted.
Okay, here I go. I'll hear you now, and you can hear me. Yes, I did not know about Coconut Grove. So
a month ago.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah, that's all I know about the shows. And the other thing with Amder is that they required that you had to be on a Zoom call for 4 hours. In order to be on a Zoom call for that length of time, you have to purchase the Zoom app. And I think the minimum purchase is for a year. So Zoom is free if you use it up to an hour.
No, it's up to 45 minutes or something.
Okay, thank you. So anyway, that was an additional cost if you wanted to do Zoom for the AMDRM meeting.
It's good for the year.
Yeah, I'm sorry. On Zoom, I got the monthly.
Yeah, it was like $120 for the year if you pay one time.
It's a little cheaper to do the whole year, but I just did monthly because, but I may go back. I love doing it, especially with customers, if I could get them on it.
Does anyone know how the art show directors are promoting their virtual art shows? What kind of methods are they using to get the word out to people who may have come?
And then what are their attendance records?
Yes.
We don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I know that Fort Myers is Sharon McAllister, and she's open to discuss it with you and tell you what she's doing. She doesn't hide anything.
Oh, I know. She's very forthcoming.
How do you get a hold of her? Through the art show?
Yeah, Fort Myers Art Fest.
I think I'm... I think I'm muted. I don't hear anything.
That's because nobody's talking.
Oh, okay, because I just went to my door. Somebody's putting a sign on my lawn. So.
Jeff owns the lawn.
Political sign?
Yes, for Trump.
Okay, I won't ask.
Even though we're from New York, we care very much about our country. Just hope no protesters come around.
Where do you live?
In Howard Beach, New York.
Oh, okay.
Very conservative area.
Hey, it's what you make it.
Right.
Okay, make it up. Is Jeff Owen still on, Larry?
Yeah. Muted right now.
Oh, I'll be right back. Okay.
I just had an email from Crozet with some numbers. It said they have 1,574 guests registered for the event and over 600 more visitors on Sunday. So, and they give us our emails, their emails. Wow. You add them to your email list. Pretty cool.
Hey, Jeff, what's your email? I wanted to get a hold of you. I do metal sculpture too.
Well, you can go to my website. It's there. It's just jeffowen.com.
Jeff Owen. Owen.
Yep, myname.com. Yep.
Okay. Good. Where are you from?
I'm out in California, San Jose.
Oh, that's why I haven't seen you.
Yeah.
I'm in the Midwest, Chicago. Well,
I've never done any shows past Arizona. I stay on this side.
I do a lot of abstract metal work, and I could talk to you about this at a different time, but I'm also looking for ideas whether I want to even stay in this business. I was going to get out, but now I'm staying in because it's easier for me to do the shows on virtual than it was the other way.
Oh, yeah, I could imagine. It's so hard even to take paintings. I mean, I don't have tiny paintings. By the time I set up, it's late in the afternoon.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, thank you, everybody. I have to run because I have a conflict, but I hope I'll see you next time.
Hey, William, send me an email and let me see your work, too.
Yeah, mine is under williamgoldman.com.
I'm going to write that down.
All right, take care, Bill.
No website, I never sell off of it, but at least it shows my...
William Goldman, G-O-L-D-M-A-N?
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, I know people who are interested in metal.
We could use the traffic.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot, everybody.
Okay, it was nice talking with you.
And we'll see you next time.
Right. Well, it's always informative, and we always learn something by having these meetings, and I appreciate it very much.
And it's going to get better. It's got to get better. You know,
yes.
There's so much money in this right now. There's so many people investing in virtual things right now because it's not just artists out there.
No, I know.
My wife's a chemist, and she hasn't been able to go to any of her, you know, expos or anything. She had four scheduled for last year, and they canceled them all.
And what kind of work does she do?
She's a chemist with Thermo Fisher, and so she does, I mean, if you watch CSI, she makes the machines they use and that.
Wow.
But, so it's got to get better. I mean, Zoom is like a great start, and I'd like to see a virtual art fair where we walk through a virtual art fair, and
right.
You're walking on the grass, and you turn to the right, and there's a booth with Berman Graphics there, and you go, I'm going to go into that booth, and you kind of walk in, and Larry hands you a glass of wine, you know, if you want a glass of wine, it's fake, you know, but
there was a Canadian show that was set up like that.
I'd love it. I mean, make it something that's immersive instead of just talking to a screen all day, you know?
Right.
Like a video game. Make it a video game where you just turn into a
That's a cute idea. Make it a video game.
And you can buy some hot dogs from the hot dog stand.
Virtual hot dogs.
A virtual hot dog, you know.
There's museums that have set up and done tours of their exhibits that way. So there must be software out there for it already.
I don't know. I've looked. I don't know where to look. And
When I hear these technical words, I wouldn't even know what to do with software or even what it means. I'm lucky I can work the computer, and it's not easy for me. It's just not. Some people are good at it, but I'm not.
It's okay. It's normal.
Right. And when I don't understand something, that's even worse. And I have to call people, and like my children or my daughter, if I ask her something, well, I don't know about the Apple. I don't know anything about the Apple. That's what she says. But then she gets on it and works on it, even though she doesn't have an Apple. That's because they're young and they know how to do all this stuff.
Well,
what can we do? Well, only try.
And remain curious.
Well, right. Like I tell my mother, like the kids, play with it, push buttons. That's the only way you learn.
I do that and I mess it up a little. But how much time can I spend half my time deleting emails, which I try to get out of, and you put unsubscribe and then you're in it again.
That's because they sold your name.
They got my name, that's for sure.
Madeline, do you have Outlook?
What is Outlook?
Outlook, it's an email program, Microsoft email.
Oh, I'm going to write it down.
You know,
I never even heard of it.
You know, are you on a PC or a Mac?
Mac.
Ah, okay.
Which sometimes it's not. I thought it was the best thing for artists, but it really isn't.
No.
I didn't know that. The only good thing about the Mac is you never have to have it repaired. Apple gets on it with you and does everything.
Yeah, and then 2 years from now, you have to throw it away. Because
I've had mine for a long time. You never throw it away. Not a Mac. Unless it's 20 years old, maybe.
You might have a thing on your email system. I've got a thing that says rules. I can right-click, and so everything... I can choose, you know, okay, this is from a certain person or a certain company, and I just throw it into a folder called junk, and then I go through and delete it every once in a while. So it's faster to delete.
Well, yeah, I can click on one thing and it deletes everything in the junk mail.
Yeah.
The spam, whatever they call it. We get that too. I get that. I get a lot of, and I get, you know, a lot of different things, and then, you know, I've learned that get another email that you don't even use. If you want a discount at a store, give them that one. Because you give people your email and you'll have all kinds of things, just like the regular mail. So much junk mail. Well, it's very nice to have this and to be able to speak to other people in this type of business. And it's just not an easy business. Like I paint, I'm a landscape painter. I do everything. I paint realistically. Like I could never have a video of my painting because it would take so long. You know, it's layer by layer. And I do sell only because I painted things in this area that relates to people. So when I do a show here, I basically sell prints, but you know, that's okay because people who really aren't into art, but if they see something that they know, then they want it. So that's where I'm lucky. Nobody else is doing what I'm doing mm-hmm. around here anyway.
Yeah, so that I can find it on like unemployment.
And you know,
I can hear they came in there.
Well, I think we're muted.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw a black screen. You know, it's also, do you think this is the greatest time, you know, for selling jewelry, art, anything like that? So many people are out of work.
We have a choice. People that do this to earn a living.
Oh, yes, we do. That's for sure.
They've been talking about a lot of this. This has been doing this since last summer. They're talking about virtual shows and how to, because they're talking about some real shows that they've had, like in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
How did they do? How did people do? I don't know. Kind of
talking to us?
I think Judy's talking, but I don't think she knows it yet.
Well, you have very beautiful work. What I just saw, very colorful. I think it's Judy. I'm not sure. I just see the work and the lady with the colorful blouse.
Oh, that's me. That's not Judy.
Oh, yes. I think you have beautiful jewelry, you know, very pretty.
That's my Halloween. Hey,
where are you located?
San Diego.
Well, I can guarantee you that if you went to the show in New York that sells, you know, the craft show, you'd sell a lot, you know, but who's going to go all the way there?
Well, exactly.
Just like, I'm not going to go all the way to California.
Yeah. Well, my main show was shut down this year. That was Comic-Con. They're planning for next year, but they still don't know what that's going to look like, so... Mm-hmm. Like, okay.
Well, I notice when I'm in shows where there's people who make beautiful jewelry like you, they look at my artwork and then they go buy jewelry, you know. I mean, the only way, because what is the price of an original painting? It's a lot of money.
Comic-Con, most of the artists do prints, but they
consult
it with originals in there. And there's one lady, she does fantasy stuff mostly. She also restored a historical merry-go-round with her paintings.
Wow.
But what she's been doing is getting slices of rock, agate, jewelry rock, I mean like gemstone rock, and have just the one side polished, and then she does her painting on that.
People come up with some great ideas.
She puts it up and she frames it. I mean, she has some nice frames. I think her husband does the framing, but she puts it up on her Facebook page, her personal Facebook page, and say, I'm doing this. And people said, when is it for sale? And she says, I'll let you know. And it's gone within an hour. And these are like $200-$300, you know, and, you know, they're like 8x10, maybe, you know, with the frame, maybe, you know, 16 by whatever that is, 14 sometimes.
Usually 11 by 14 or
whatever. Some occasionally bigger than that. Those go for like $500-$600.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's on, like I said, it's on a gemstone slab, or she paints on feathers too. That's another one of her things. She did a whole series of winged cats, and she did like botanical paintings with dragonflies. They were like butterflies, but a dragon.
Well, dragonflies are such a big thing now. I mean, they're very popular.
It was like a dragon with the butterfly wings.
Oh, I see. Right.
That, that was the butterfly that visited that particular species of whatever it was. But and she did unicorns and wolves and all kinds of stuff. Right now, she's doing a series of pirate cats. Like I said, all of them have sold so far. She's getting some prints, but she doesn't make prints of the ones that she does on rocks because can't get that printed. Or the feather ones. But she does regular, you know, originals and then gets prints of that. And sometimes what she does is she puts a gemstone cabochon on it, or sometimes a couple of them. Just sort of dot them in, either the original or the prints. So they're all kind of special that way. That's Teresa Mather. She's in Utah. So no, she's not going to shows there either.
Right. Well, people who live in warm weather, you know, without the COVID, of course, are lucky because they can do shows all the time. But when you're in where the northern parts, you've only got the spring, the fall and the spring, and not even the summer. They don't, because the summer is so hot, and they found out that fall shows are much better.
Yeah, they don't, even in Florida, they don't do summer shows.
Oh, it's so hot in the summer.
You can't try and do one.
It really is too hot.
I think that's one of the advantages Comic-Con has, and also in Atlanta, there's Dragon-Con. Because those are summer, but they're inside. Mm-hmm. And you just set up and leave, and the show takes care of all the sales.
Well, that's wonderful.
There's vendor booths, too. Those are different.
Right.
But, like, Comic-Con is already sold out on vendor booths because they rolled over fees for anybody who wanted to do that. And, you know, they start at, like, I don't know, 1300 for a small, I think it's like 8 foot wide by maybe 6 foot deep inside, and all you get is a table and two chairs.
And how long do you have it for that price?
How long? The 5 days of the show.
Oh.
But, you know, if you want
a lot of money, what if you don't sell anything? Oh my goodness.
Some people are there just to advertise.
Now, the people that go there that do the show know what their market is.
Yeah. Some of them are like organization booths. So, you know, you're looking for people to know who you are and possibly join. There are small artist booths, people that do artwork.
Right. Yeah, I have to go and feed the dogs. My little puppy here is in the other room barking.
Wait, well, it's already after 3. How long does this go for?
Oh. We're going to get off now. I've sent you the link in the email to the page on my website where everything, I put the file, the audio file up and the chat each week.
Thank you. And I appreciate getting the, just getting the email that I can click on to. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Very nice speaking with everyone. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye.